Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. You're going out to the game on Sunday as the Commanders get set to take on the Raiders. You're going to see this guy honored as the legend of the game. That's D'Angelo Hall, who joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. D'Angelo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man. Bless, fellas. How y'all doing?
We good, brother. You playing today?
I got it. Say that one more time.
You playing today?
Yes, indeed. I was going to say, I got a round of golf at 12:40, so I'm doing great.
I told Toby, man, he's been bit by the bug, dog.
Oh, yeah. I was out there yesterday, too. Day before that, I'm out there as much as I can.
Are you getting pointers from B-Mitch?
B-Mitch don't want to give me too many pointers because he's scared I'm going to beat him down when I see him.
Hey. I will help people out. I don't have mine. Because my game ready, dog.
D'Angelo, I want to ask you, so legend of the game, I'm sure they're going to show some clips from this game. Got to ask you, October 24th, 2010, Soldier Field, 4 interceptions, tying NFL record. Take us back to that day. What'd you see? How was that experience?
I mean, I just remember being on the football field with other great players. You know, I think that's the one thing I remember. I remember seeing Julius Peppers make plays, seeing Brian Urlacher make plays, even watching Albert Haynesworth cause a fumble. And you know, when you see great guys on the football field playing against Devin Hester, Hall of Famer, I mean, you want to make plays. You know, every big-time player wants to make plays in critical situations to try to affect the game. And so, you know, that Bears game, it was just like, you know, nothing really was going our way the whole first half. And I just remember being in that locker room thinking at halftime, man, we got to make a play. And then before you know it, I make one play. And then somebody else makes a play. Then I make another play and another play. And before you know it, my mom's in the stands, my aunt's in the stands, and they literally sitting up there and they got 4 footballs. And it was probably one of the coolest moments and experiences for them. Absolutely for me, but just to get to share it with them, man, it's something that, you know, as I look back now, you know, being 40-plus years old, man, it's something that just brings a smile to my face every time I think about that moment and being able to really share it with my mom and the rest of my teammates.
Have you seen Jay Cutler since then?
I have not.
How do you think when he see you, he would give you like a side eye?
Well, you know, Jay. Jay's so cocky. Jay still will probably tell me he'll throw it at me, and I'm gonna look at him and shake my head.
I have six,
and I'm gonna pick it. Yeah, and I'm gonna have another one.
I'm curious, D. Hall. You were doing some coaching with Carolina over the last couple of years. When you look back through your career and then to now being involved with football the way that you are, how have you seen the game evolve in the passing game? We always talk about how the game evolves. Have you seen it much different, or is it when you're inside, it's largely the same?
No, I mean it's different. It's different, but it's the same. You know, like I think the way they use the passing game now is a lot different, right? I think with the addition of these mobile quarterbacks, it makes it hard to defend, right? When that receiver and that quarterback's on the same page, you can have a route covered in that instant. As soon as that quarterback breaks out of that pocket, like, things change, and so the look change, the routes change, how you fit that up, and so it's constantly evolving. I think the game has changed from a standpoint of, you know, you see a lot of the college game from a standpoint of get the ball out my hands quick, get it to my playmakers, and like I'm a proponent of that. I love watching guys get the ball out their hands and let the dudes who can make things happen get the ball in their hands in spaces. You see with the addition of like a guy like Deebo Samuels, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten countless quarterbacks paid, and Tom Brady subscribes to this formula of just Let me get the ball out of my hands. As long as I don't get a sack, anything that's a gain is a profit.
Yeah. And no matter how long it is, right? But like you look at yourself, Deion, Revis, those type of guys, y'all had extreme confidence. And today, when you talk about the mobile quarterbacks, you got a few of those guys out there, Stingley and those type of guys, where they can go shut down people. You know, where has it changed with the defensive back mindset compared to how you all were?
I think social media is kind of, you know, put people on notice from a standpoint of I don't want to be embarrassed, you know? And so no one really wants to accept that challenge. They don't want to see defeat. Or if they see defeat, they don't want the world to see them get defeated. Uh-huh. You know, but I just remember a line that, you know, I tell my players. I remember Raheem Morris told me, man, and his gunfighters get shot. And so you got to learn to take that loss, take that L, take that getting beat deep, and learn something from it, not let it affect the next play. And so, you know, a lot of guys can't let it affect. It just cannot affect the next play for them. And until they can get out of that mindset, be able to turn it off and turn it on, no matter if they make a play or not, like, it doesn't matter. You got to move on and play and fight the next play. And so you're right, B. Mitch. There's a couple guys who have that pedigree, and they want to follow guys.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, you got these dudes who want to stay on this side of the field, be nice and comfortable, and not worry about too much. If they don't want to throw the ball this way, okay, I'm cool with that. If they don't want to throw the ball that way when I'm playing, I'm going to where the ball going, coach.
There you go.
I don't care what you got to say. I want to be challenged, and I want to help contribute to my team making a play.
I love it.
I could care less about the outcome because I always just felt like we got the best chance to win when I'm on the dude, period. That was just the level of confidence I had in my game.
Talking with D'Angelo Hall on the Rude Guest Hotline on Sunday, going to be the legend of the game at Northwest Stadium. Joe Witt talks about this defense trying to create turnovers, and you excelled at creating turnovers throughout your career. Is that something that you can count on? Is that something that you can kind of scheme or try? Obviously, it depends on the quarterback throwing a ball that you can catch or fumbling the ball and forcing that.
Yeah.
But is that something that you can scheme into a defense?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt you can scheme it into the personality of your defense. And, I mean, Joe Witt was one of my coaches, man, back in Atlanta, back in the day.
Wow.
And Witt is a great, great football coach, great football mind. And even Dan Quinn, you know, just knowing him and knowing the kind of coach he is, that's what they preach. They preach when a ball carrier is carrying that football, it's not his football. It's ours. So we're always constantly punching at it. You know, I had the chance to coach Frankie Louvo when he was in, you know, in Carolina. And I remember even just going up to him, showing him like, hey, look, hey, Frankie, check this out. When most guys tackle, this is how they tackle. And I'm showing him. And then I'm fitting up around the football. And I say, when I tackle, this is what I'm tackling. Like, I'm tackling the football because once you initially hit that runner, and B. Mitch, you know this better than anybody.
Yeah.
Once you hit that runner, he's bracing. He ain't. Some of them, the great ones, are thinking about the ball, but some of these kind of green ones aren't thinking about the ball. That's when I'm raking nothing but football, as you saw in that Dallas game that I was able to get the football out. But I've been doing that since Pop Warner. My little son's in the eighth grade. He does it almost to a fault. I'm like, son, wrap up. Stop trying to get the football. But it's a personality, man, that when that ball's either in the air, a runner has it, is on the ground, it's up for grabs, and we coming down with it. And so I do think that's a personality. I think you can put that in your defense and – no doubt, man. These guys, they're ball hunting. It might not come right now, but they'll come. As long as you keep doing things right and just trusting the process, them turnovers going to come.
Do you watch this team play in the first game where they didn't play their great best football, but they seemed to dominate the Giants? Went up to Green Bay, and it seemed like Green Bay came with a little bit more energy than we had. What do they need to do in this game here against the Raiders to try to bounce back and get back on that winning side?
Well, I mean, you got to start fast. Right. I mean, we know Pete Carroll football teams want to run the football.
Yes.
And so first and foremost, you have to stop the run game. Everybody who thinks, you know, I'm a corner and I like it nice and pretty on the outside, but football ain't going to ever change. You win it by controlling the line of scrimmage. And so that's what Washington has to do. They have to somehow find a way to run the football. We got to protect Jaden Daniels. So it can't be too many of those RPOs and things like that. But Cliff Kingsbury has to figure out a way to get this offense rolling a little bit quicker. And defensively, like I said, we know what Pete Carroll's going to do, run the football. They got to come out fast, and stop that run game, man, and, you know, put your big boy pass on, because we didn't think Ashton Jeanty had enough in his tank. He's telling us he has more than enough, because he is running dudes over left and right in this league.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the corners that Washington's currently trotting out there with Marshawn Lattimore, and maybe hasn't had the start that you'd like? He looked good in week one, struggled in week two. Sammer still, I think, struggled in week two. Frankly, everybody kind of struggled in week two.
Yeah.
But what do you make of that three with the rookie, Amos, Sammer still, and then Marshawn Lattimore's?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Well,
I mean, I've liked what the rookie has shown me so far. Didn't know a ton about him initially, but just loved his competitive spirit and just the way he's out there fighting and competing. Sanstrill, the same kind of thing, right? He's a fiery player. He's going to come and bring his hard hat. And then you got Lattimore, he's the veteran. He's kind of that OG who, you know, I've followed this dude since the moment he came in this league, man. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you can't deny is Father Time catches up to all of us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's a dude who has the skill set to do any and everything on that field. And for some reason, I don't know if he's reaching at times, you know, just trying to make a play. I've been in that situation, too, as a corner, where I'm just trying to make a play instead of just kind of relaxing and letting the play come to me. But when you watch Lattimore, I mean, I've loved that dude through his whole career in New Orleans, man. And so I'm definitely rooting for him to kind of just, you know, kind of get his swagger back, because I don't feel like he's playing with that confidence that I've seen him play with in years past. And some of that could be due to injuries. I don't know if he's coming off of some or some things like that. But when that dude's primed up and going, man, he's just as good as anybody in this league.
Well, what's happening is you got every team he plays against, they run into the ref and saying, oh, he grabs, he does this. And what, you know, once
he's getting picked on.
Yeah, once you tell the ref something and he start looking, they're going to start calling. He needs to go talk to the ref, too, and say, hey, man.
They're doing stuff to me,
so let us play. Yeah, I think they got to go through
that. That was always my game plan, man. Like, I didn't get any flags I didn't want. Like, you know, like, I wasn't the guy who got a lot of PIs and got, you know, incidental. Like, I'm talking to the ref. Like, hey, Mr. Ref, what am I doing here? Can I get away with this? Hey, he's pulling me here. I remember even getting a call one time. I don't want to call nobody out. Getting a call, and it was definitely not offensive pass interference. But the dude, the ref, was so cool with me in the conversation we was having in the dialogue. He just saw it my way. You know what I mean? I kind of flopped a little bit, but yeah. So you definitely got to keep those conversations going with the referees, man, because it's such a judgment of if I like this guy, or you know what I mean, or if I see it this way versus if I don't see it that way. And so I'm always trying to get that edge and just trying to see what the refs looking at and what they're thinking and taking their coaching points.
Talking with D'Angelo Hall here on the Rude Guest Hotline, B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. D. Hall going to be honored as the legend of the game on Sunday against the Raiders. You were there for that 2012 season, which was so magical, and I think up until last season was, for people my age, their favorite season to watch, but then afterwards wasn't able to quite replicate that same sort of success. What do you think is different about this time? Or, you know, what do you think is something that they can build off of versus, you know, when everything kind of fell off a cliff there after 2012? Why do you think that this group and this coaching staff and Jaden can make it so that it doesn't have that same repeat?
I mean, I just think it's the overall leadership, the players they have. You know, this organization has taken a different you know, kind of a walk in a different direction. And, you know, I think everyone sees that, even with the, you know, announcement of the new stadium, you know, soon to be back in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this team is doing nothing but trending up. You know, when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels on your roster and some of these players that they have, you know, we're able to get Terry McLaurin back, who I thought has been just, you know, you pay that guy because he's done everything right when nobody thought you probably should have. You know, and so he's just the ultimate, you know, leader of that football team. And so I just, you know, I just believe in these guys. I believe in the direction of the, like I said, of the leadership. I've always been a huge fan of Dan Quinn, you know, and just the football teams he's able to put out there and compete. Love his coordinators. I mentioned playing for Joe Witt. You know, I'd run through a brick wall for him right now. That's just how much I care about him and his family personally, man. Like, he's been just such a great person in my life, you know, as far as just helping me be a better person, better man, you know, and those are kind of coaches you got to have.
Yep.
You know, football kind of takes care of itself. I think people outside of the football world think football is a little harder than it is. A lot of these guys need help with, like, life skills and trying to be better versions of themselves, because if those habits increase, the football is just naturally going to increase.
When you started coaching, did you notice that more than when you did when you were playing?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I, as a player, because I was such a, you know, uber talented, you know, type A personality, I didn't need a lot of motivation, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, high-level athletes, coaches tell you all the time, you might not need this, but that dude over there needs practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And so I was kind of one of those guys, really, until I met Mike Shanahan and Raheem Morris. I was kind of one of those guys who kind of, you know, goofed through practice a little bit because, like I said, I was a super high-level athlete. I didn't need to go 100% to cover this guy. And it wasn't until, you know, that those coaches really challenged me to, bro, you ain't working for yourself. You working for the man beside you, so he can see how you're going to be in the game. And so you can see where he's going to be in. You know, they feed off of your energy, whether you know it or not. And then I started coming to practice with a different mindset, more that leader mindset. And, man, I just saw it rub up for my guys. I saw us practicing harder. I saw us having better games. And that's when I started really valuing, you know, practice and, you know, and having the right guys out there and having the right mindset.
D-Hall, before we let you get out of here, I'm a diehard Hokie fan. How do we get the Hokies back on track, man? How do we get this program back to being relevant nationally and winning football games?
That's a tough question. That's a tough question, but an easy question. The easy question is hire me. You know, I mean, that's the easy question. But the tough question is, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen just within the athletic department. You know, we got to commit 100% to football at Virginia Tech. We have to understand that, you know, the foundation that was laid by guys like Bruce Smith and, you know, Frank Beamer and Kevin Jones and Michael Vick and all of these numerous names that I can, you know, go on and on. Cam Chancellor, Jimmy Williams.
Yep.
I mean, it's just so many. Antonio Freeman, Todd Washington, Bruce Arians. I mean, it's so many great Hokies, man, that this program means so much to. And I never thought I wanted to coach college football. Until I kind of saw the state of our, you know, of our program. And you got to win Virginia, man. It's too many high-level athletes leaving the state of Virginia. You know, part of the reason we were, you know, a dominant team, it was because guys wanted to stay in state. They wanted to represent Virginia. They wanted to represent that 757, that Richmond, you know, the DMV area where all of these Power Four schools are coming in here, taking all these five-star talent, and it's just because the kids aren't relating to the coaches, man. And so you got to get a coach in there who's from where these kids are from, who's been where they've been, where they're trying to get to, where they aspire to get to. And then you got to build a staff, man, a staff that, you know, I spoke about those Virginia Tech coaches, man, a staff that just cares about the development of these young men.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
that a lot of these kids come from backgrounds that they don't have fathers in their lives, that they, you know, struggle, you know, in various situations. They're getting, you know, hit with, you know, they're getting financial things now. They're getting money. And so it's just so many different things now that the college athlete has to deal with. And then you throw social media on top of that and trying to just be a normal kid in a society that wants you to not be normal. So, you know, it's a whole lot of things, you know what I mean, that can help make this program better. But it's no doubt in my mind that me, along with a lot of other people, man, we can absolutely turn this Virginia Tech program around.
Well, I think the atmosphere has totally changed, and you got to have people that understand that. And you see all over the country, you got a lot of former players going back to their schools and helping out. So hopefully they give you an opportunity, brother.
Oh, no doubt, man. Hey, B. Mitch, you got to understand, man, when you from the Bird, there's something special about that place, man. Nobody picks to go to school in the middle of the mountains, man, unless you've been there and you've really experienced it, man. It is something else.
Oh, yeah.
D'Angelo, appreciate the time. Going to be honored as the legend of the game on Sunday and maybe rocking a headset for the maroon and orange next year. We'd love to see it.
Oh, man. We shall see, man. I appreciate it. I'll see y'all at the game
Go
Sunday.
Break 80.
Oh, no doubt.
79.
Yeah, hit him well today. Appreciate it, D-Hall.
I appreciate y'all.
All right, bro.
That's D'Angelo Hall joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I love that, B. Mitch. How do you fix Virginia Tech football? Hire me. I love that. I love that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.